今天的敬拜，今天的见证都非常打动我的心。
Today's praise and testimony truly moved my heart.
我想最美的事情是，当我们在迷惘、在不确定的时间里面。
I think the most beautiful thing can be service when we are facing calamity or uncertainty.
在压迫、在不公不义在 的年代里面。
During the time of oppression and injustice.
在我们身上有痛苦、有软弱的时候。
When there is an affliction upon us, when we are going through struggle.
我们仍然能够抓住那确定的主。
It's the time we continue to seize and hold on to our Lord.
那带我们进入永恒里面的主。
He is the one who is going to lead us into eternity.
我们在世上的日子不过是一个影子。
Our life on this earth can go by in a flash of time.
它要反映我们在天上的实际。
It actually reflects the reality when we go to heaven.
所以感谢所有的见证，感谢所有的敬拜，感谢教会的弟兄姐妹在主里面我们彼此的交通。
And therefore, I want to give praise and thanks for all the worship and testimony and all the fellowship and praise as one in the family.
因为你们让我们都能够看到天堂是什么样。
Because you have shown me what heaven is like.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
今天让我们聚焦在一本小书上面。
Today, let us focus upon a small book.
我想我们今天没有念经文，但是如果你有圣经在你旁边，或是在手机，或是在网上，我想你很快就能够看完这一章。
We didn't have time to read the scripture. However, if you do have your tablet with a Bible, or if you do have a physical Bible, I would like to ask you to open your Bible and read this small book.
腓利门书是使徒保罗在罗马在被监禁的时候写的一本很短的书信。
Philemon is a small, it's a short letter written by Paul when Paul was in prison.
时间大概是在主后60年左右。
It was written around 60 AD.
这本书在希腊文的原文只有334个字。
It's only about 336 Hebrew words. 334.
但是这里面却隐藏了很多属灵的真理。
And however, it covers many spiritual truths in here.
一堂道是不可能讲完的。
It is almost impossible to finish preaching the entire book.
我们今天只能摸到一些真理，我们就感谢上帝。
We can only get in touch with a portion of the truth.
这本书虽然短，但是有人说它是在新约里面一颗价值连城的珍珠。
Even though the book is short, and yet people think this is a treasure in the Bible.
腓利门书是保罗的一封私函。
And this is a private letter written by Paul.
收信人是腓利门。
And the receiver is the person named Philemon.
腓利门是来自老底家附近的一座城市叫做哥罗西。
And Philemon resides in a small city close to Laodicea.
是在以弗所，哥罗西是在以弗所东面大概100英里左右的一座城市。
It's a city east of the city of Ephesus.
如果你看这段经文，你看他刚开始的收件人还包括他的太太亚非亚。
If you read the letter carefully, you will realize the receiver of the letter is not only restricted to Philemon, but also his wife as well.
还有他的同工，保罗以前的同工亚基布，他可能是腓利门的儿子。
And also including Paul's co-worker, Archippus, this who is the person that it could be, Philemon's son.
还有所有哥罗西教会的弟兄姐妹。
And also all brothers and sisters who attend the church in Philemon's house.
这本书是 一封求情的信。
And this is a book that is a letter of pleading.
为谁求？为阿尼西姆来求。
And who is this for? It is pleading for Onesimus.
阿尼西姆是腓利门逃走的奴隶。
Onesimus is a slave who fled away from Philemon's house.
他逃到保罗被囚禁的城市，应该是罗马。
And he fled to the city where Paul lived at the time, which could be the city of Rome.
他在那里遇见了保罗。
And that's the place where he met Paul.
保罗把福音传给了阿尼西姆。
And Paul preached the gospel to Onesimus.
他真心悔改，相信基督。
And Onesimus repent and accept the Lord.
并在那里尽力地服侍保罗。
And not only that, he also served Paul diligently.
在不久之后，阿尼西姆觉得他应该回到主人腓利门那里去。
Sometime passed, Onesimus think he should return back to his master.
保罗也赞成他这么做。
And Paul also agreed with it.
因此写了这封信。
And therefore, Paul wrote this letter.
让阿尼西姆带回去给腓利门。
So that Onesimus can carry this letter back to his old master.
希望腓利门能够饶恕阿尼西姆。把他当作弟兄来对待他。
Hoping Philemon can forgive his slave Onesimus and treat him fairly.
今天我们要从人的改变的角度来看这封书信。
Let us look at this letter through the transformation of a human.
在这封书信里面的每一个人都被福音的大能所改变。
All people involved in the letter were transformed by the power of gospel.
这封书信讲到奴仆，讲到奴隶。
This letter mentioned about the master, it talked about slave.
但讲的更多了，就像罗马书里面讲的，从罪中得到释放，不再做罪的奴隶，反成为义的奴隶。
So,when you talk about slave, it's just like the book of Romans. It's no longer we are going to be the slave of sin, but rather the slave of righteousness.
第一个我们看到腓利门。
First, let us see the person Philemon.
他说第四节他说我祷告的时候提到你为你常常感谢我的神因为我听说你对主耶稣的信心和对众圣徒的爱心。
Verse 4 says, I always thank God as I remember you in my prayer because I hear your love for all his holy people and your faith in the Lord Jesus.
我求上帝使你能有效地与人分享信仰明白我们所做的一切美事都是为了基督。
I pray that your partnership with us in the faith may be effective in deepening your understanding of every good thing we share for the sake of Christ.
弟兄啊，你的爱心使我得到极大的喜乐和安慰，因为你使众圣徒感到欣慰。
Your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people.
我们看到第一个被福音改变的人。
We see the first person mentioned here has been transformed by the gospel.
腓利门是一个有钱有地位的人。
Philemon is a person who is rich and has a status.
他是哥罗西人。
He's a Colossian.
保罗没有去过哥罗西，所以腓利门可能是保罗在以弗所带领信主的。
Paul has never been to the place of Colossian, and therefore Philemon could be the one who has beenconverted by Paul, when Paul traveled to Ephesus.
当他信主之后，他对上帝有信心，对人有爱心。
After the conversion of Philemon, he has faith to the Lord, and he's faithful to fellow men.
甚至把家里打开，让整个哥罗西的教会信徒们在他家中聚会。
Not only that, he even opened his own house to allow people to gather in his home as a church.
他这里讲说，腓尼门能够有效地与人分享信仰。
And right here, Paul mentioned that he is a person who can preach the gospel effectively.
所以这个信仰对腓尼门而言是分享的。
And therefore, Philemon is a person who truly shared the gospel to others.
这个分享这个字就跟团契这个字是一样的。
The word partnership used here is the same word as fellowship.
这里有效的意思跟有能力是一样的。
And the word effective is also the same word as powerful.
所以当我们信耶稣之后，我们跟随耶稣，我们对他有信心，我们对我们的弟兄姐妹有爱心，我们在主当中分享的时候，就有能力从我们生命里面会出来。
And therefore, once we follow Christ, and soon we're going to have faith in Christ and faith with fellow brothers and sisters, then we can share the power of gospel effectively.
所以刚刚姐妹在见证的时候，就有能力从主耶稣基督的身体里面展现出来。
And therefore, as our dear sister Elisa shared her testimony, she has permeated the power of Christ within the body.
腓尼门的信仰就是这样的信仰。
It is the same powerfulness of Philemon.
不是停在我们脑袋里面，不是停在我们说法上面。
It doesn't stay on his head, but rather live out.
而是真正的展现出来。
But truly manifest his faith through his action.
真正的行出来。
It actually lived the word.
以至于让保罗和所有的弟兄姐妹都能够感到欣慰。
So that Paul and all others can be encouraged and comforted.
这里欣慰在和合本里面翻译是畅快。
And the word encouragement has also been added or translated as refreshed.
对 ,refresh, 就是英文里面的 refresh 翻译是更新，让人有耳目一新，让人非常振奋的感觉。
And what does it mean? Refresh means the person can have a fresh feeling and being encouraged with a new attitude.
所以腓尼门当他被改变之后，他成为一个使人家能够畅快，使人家人能够更新的一位基督徒。
And therefore, when Philemon was converted, he became a new person and bring refreshment to others, so other people can be refreshed.
写这封信的保罗是另一位被主改变的人。
The author of the letter, Paul, is another person who has been converted and transformed.
在这里，保罗五次提到他自己的光景。他是一个奴仆，是被囚的，是在捆锁当中的。
For five times, Paul described himself as a prisoner who is a sinner who has been confined in a prison cell.
当他为阿尼西姆来求的时候，他认同阿尼西姆。
When he prayed and asked and pleaded to Onesimus, he identified himself with Onesimus.
第九节说，然而像我这有年纪的保罗，现在又是为基督耶稣被囚的，宁可凭着爱心求。
As Paul mentioned in verse 9, yet I prefer to appeal to you on the basis of love. It is as none other than Paul, an old man, and now also a prisoner of Christ Jesus.
他把自己放在非常非常低的地位。
He put himself in a very lowly position.
向一个他传福音信主的腓尼门来求。
And to a person who he has preached the gospel to, the person Onesimus.
有人解释他是保罗的一种策略。
And some people saying this is the strategy Paul was using.
但我看来是保罗他自然生命的流露。
And to me, this is a sincere expression of Paul.
最有效的策略是保罗应该可以用使徒的权柄来命令腓尼门。
actually, if Paul wished to be effective, he can ask Onesimus at from a position as an apostle.
如果你看其他两封同时写的书信，哥罗西书与以弗所书。
If you look at other two letters written by Paul, like Book of Ephesians and Colossians,
他在两封书信里面都提到他有使徒的权柄。
Both letters mention that he has the authority as an apostle.
但是在这封信里面，他不用权柄来向耶菲利米、菲利门来求。
And yet in this letter, he never exercised this authority. And when he tried to plead to Onesimus,
他用主耶稣基督的爱来求。
But rather, he mentioned the love of Jesus Christ as the basis for him to express his pleading.
他宁愿把自己伏在主耶稣基督的权柄的下面。
He rather put himself under the authority of Jesus Christ.
因为基督是教会的头。
Because Christ is the head of the church.
所以他在做所有的事情上面，他必须认可基督的权柄。
And therefore, whatever he is doing, he must identify and recognize the power and authority of Jesus Christ.
不但如此，他不但受头的限制，他把他自己也受了主身体的限制。
Not only he is confined, he is limited by the power of the head, he is also confined by the body of Christ.
对腓利门，对，借着在基督里用他主里面的生命来向腓利门来求。
And therefore he pleaded to Onesimus with his testimony and living identity to him.
所以他是借着圣灵来求，借着十字架在他身上所雕刻的记号来求。
And therefore he pleaded to Onesimus by the engraving of Holy Spirit on him.
我们也许想使徒保罗本来就应该这样子。
And to us, we may think, well, of course, he is an apostle. He's Paul.
但是如果记得在使徒行传第八章里面，当斯提凡被石头打死的时候，保罗就在旁边。
But if you remember what a person Paul was when he saw others stone Stephen to death in the book of Acts.
英文翻译说，扫罗同意这些犹太人把斯提凡杀死。
In the scripture, Paul agreed and recognized how other people killed Stephen.
在使徒行传同样一章第八章第九章里面，看到扫罗在摧毁教会，把所有基督徒他能够抓到的，把他放在监牢里面。
As we see, Paul arrests other Christians and put them in prison as he went through the region that he can reach.
他甚至去见大祭司，得到授权书，要到大马士革去，到那里的会堂去逮捕信耶稣的人。
He even went to the temple, asked for permission from the high priest in order to arrest other Christians.
把他们押回耶路撒冷来审判。
So that he can put those Christians back to, bring those Christians back to Jerusalem to be interrogated.
他在提摩太前书里面说他自己是一个亵渎上帝、迫害、侮辱信徒的人。
And in the book of Timothy, he mentioned that he himself is the one who mocked God, who
他说他自己是罪人中的罪魁。
And he is the worst sinner of all.
他绝对不是腓利门书里面我们看到了一个保罗。
And this is not the Paul that we see in the book of Philemon.
这是25年之后的保罗。
And this is a Paul who has been changed 25 years after.
保罗成了一个温柔谦卑有恩典的人。
And now Paul is a person who is humble and gentle.
他能够鼓励他的弟兄们能够相爱，能够接纳彼此。
that he can encourage others to accept one another.
他怎么做到的?
And where does he have such power coming from?
他说他蒙了怜悯，因为基督耶稣在他这个罪魁的身上来做改变他的工作。
He said he has received grace and mercy from the Lord, and therefore he has been changed, even though he was the worst sinner of all.
为了彰显主耶稣基督他的爱，他的忍耐，让所有看到保罗的人都能够来用颂赞来归给我们的主。
So that all others can see his transformation and give glory and honor to our Lord Jesus Christ.
你如果看腓立门书最后一节二十四节倒数第二节。
If you look at the very last verse, the second last verse of the book, you will see.
他提到 Mark 是他的同工。
He mentioned that Mark is his co-worker.
你们如果有读过使徒行传，你知道这段历史。
If you have read the book of Acts, and then you will realize the history between Paul and Mark.
在第一次宣教的旅程当中，马可想家就打了退堂鼓。
During the very first mission trip with Paul, Mark retreated from the mission trip because he misses home.
他等于抛弃了保罗和巴拿巴，回家去了。
In a way, he abandoned Paul and Barnabas.And then he just took off and went home.
所以当第二次保罗和巴拿巴要宣教的时候
And therefore, during the second mission trip initiated by Paul and Barnabas,
保罗坚决不让马可加入他们。
Paul insists not allowing Mark to join their trip.
巴拿巴想要留住他。
Even though Barnabas would like to bring Mark along,
保罗不要留住他。
And yet, Paul refused.
导致这两位神重用的仆人使徒分裂。
And therefore, these two great apostles used by God, Paul and Barnabas, they start to quarrel and they went different ways.
巴拿巴 接过马可，继续带领他。
And yet, Barnabas continued to receive Mark and continue their journey.
直到马可成为上帝忠心的仆人为止。
Until Mark become a useful vessel in the hands of God.
在另外一方面，我们看到保罗在十年的时间里面来成长，变成温柔有恩典的人。
And also we see the 10 years growth of Paul. Now he's becoming a gentle and merciful person.
他接纳了马可。
He received Mark.
在提摩太后书里面说，他对提摩太说，你要把马可一起带过来。
In the second Timothy, a book of second Timothy, he mentioned to Timothy that he should bring along Mark.
因为他在传道的工作上对我很有帮助。
For he has been beneficial to my mission.
看到保罗对马可的改变，对人的态度的改变，表明圣灵在他工作 的果效是巨大的，是明显的。
And we see the attitude change in Paul, and we realize the power of Holy Spirit being working on Paul is great and very evident.
第三位被神改变的人是阿尼西姆。
And the third person who has been transformed, mentioned here is Onesimus.
在第十五节，腓立门书第十五节告诉我们，阿尼西姆从腓立门那里逃走了。
And from verse 15, we realize the person Onesimus had fled away from his master.
第十八节告诉我们，阿尼西姆在逃的时候，可能从腓立门家里面偷走了什么有价值的东西。
And it is very possible he has stolen something from his master when he fled away, which has been shown from verse 18.
在罗马帝国当时有非常非常多的奴隶。
And there is quite a bit of a slavery population during the time of Roman Empire.
最多的数字我看到的是六千万。
And it is an enormous number. It's to a point it's almost like 800 million people.
主人那时候的主人对奴隶拥有绝对的权利。
And at that time, masters who actually have the total authority over their slave.
是没有人权可言。
And there is no such thing as human right.
主人可以任意的鞭打奴隶。
And master can do anything he wants to his slave.
他可以因为轻微的过错来折磨甚至杀害他们的奴隶。
And he can treat he can punish his slaves even due to minor error.
逃脱奴隶若被捉回来，如果被捉回来的话，最轻的是在他的额头上盖上印。
And if someone, some of the slaves fled away from their master's house once they are captured, the lightest way of punishment is to have an engraving on their forehead.
最重的可能会被钉十字架死掉。
And the worst punishment, which is crucifixion, can be applied to the slave.
所以阿尼西姆可以被看作是已经是死刑犯。
And to a point, Onesimus can be seen as a person who has already been sentenced to death.
他逃到了罗马。
Though he fled to the city of Rome.
如果是在罗马的话，他逃亡了将近1200里。
If he is on a trip of trying to flee away, the journey is about 1,400 miles.
我们可以想象，当他在那里的时候，他希望没有人能够找到他。
We can imagine the long trip he took was hoping that no one could recognize him there.
他到了罗马一定觉得安全了，觉得自由了。
He probably think he's safe once he reached the city of Rome, thinking he's free.
然而上帝在那里找到了他。
And yet God found him there.
让他遇见了被囚禁的保罗。
He met Paul, who was in prison at the time.
福音打开了阿尼西姆的心。
The heart of Onesimus was enlightened by gospel.
他信靠了主，成为主的门徒。
He trusted the Lord, became his follower.
我们不确定他跟保罗是如何相遇的。
We are not sure how did he...meet with Paul during such circumstance.
或是甚至他跟保罗也被关在监牢里面有一段时间。
Or perhaps they were both in prison together at the time.
我们不确定。
We are not sure.
但是我们确定的一件事是，谁在追赶阿尼西姆是上帝他自己。
And however, we do know that there is one who chased after Onesimus, that is God.
上帝追赶了他是要让他得到真正的自由。
It is God who followed Onesimus in order for him to receive true liberation.
他外面的奴隶的身份还在。
Even though he still carried a status as a slave.
但他里面已经不再是罪和死亡的奴隶。
And however, inside of him, he's no longer a slave of death and sin.
他跟保罗的在一起的时间并不长。
He didn't have a long time with Paul together.
但是已经在生命里面出现了重大的变化。
And however, there's already a great transformation happening in his life.
在以前他勉强地做奴隶。
In the past, he served as a slave unwillingly.
可能他只会做最限度主人要他做的事情。
Perhaps in the past he's only willing to do the minimum work ordered by his master.
可能他一直想逃。
Perhaps he always wants to flee away.
当有一件事情发生的时候，他决定要逃了。
And when something happened that triggered him for his escape.
他不但逃，他把主人贵重的财物带走了。
He not only escaped from his master's house.He also has stolen something valuable from his master's house.
但是现在不一样了，他顺服了上帝。
And yet now he's different. Now he's a follower of God.
他甚至主动要放弃他的自由，回到他主人的身边。
He even is willing to forsake his free status and willing to come back to his master.
准备好来甘心地服侍肉身的主人。
He has prepared to submit to his physical master.
阿尼西姆这个名字的意思是有用的意思。
The name Onesimus means beneficial.
或是 useful 的意思。所以第十一节保罗说他从前与你没有益处。
And therefore, verse 11 saying, in the past, he wasn't useful to you.
在信主前阿尼西姆对腓利门来说是没有用的。因为他不是一个好的奴隶也不是一个好的工人。
Perhaps before Onesimus' transformation, he wasn't a useful servant to Philemon.
但信主之后他对腓利门甚至保罗变成一个有用的人。
And yet after his conversion, now he can become someone useful to Paul and to Philemon.
成为一个真正名实相符的人。
To live a life that truly identify with his name.
他现在顺服在上帝的权柄之下做任何事都像是为主做的。
And now he's a person who is willing to submit to God's name. And he serves others just like he's serving the Lord.
他不再是一个抱怨、脾气暴躁或是一直想逃的奴隶。
He's no longer a person who continues to complain continuously or grumble all the time.
而且成为一个喜欢服侍、一个乐观进取、积极的仆人。
And rather, he becomes a person who is willing to serve. He's very positive in his life.
50 年之后,
50 years after,
在早期的殉教者的教父当中，有一个人叫做伊格拉丢斯 Ignatius.
50 years after, among all the martyrdoms, there's a person called Ignatius.
他被从安提亚被押往罗马受刑的路上
，He was sentenced and on his way to to Rome from Antioch.
他写信给小亚细亚许多的教会。
During the journey, he wrote a letter to the churches in Asia Minor.
这些信现在都还在。
The letters were kept even until today.
其中一封信是写给以弗所教会的。
One of the letters was written to the church in Ephesus.
他在那封信的一开头提到他们当中一位博具美名的一个监督。
And during the beginning of the header, he addressed someone who is the leader who has been real recognized as one of the deacons and overseers in the church.
这位监督他的名字就叫做阿尼西姆。
And the person's name is Onesimus.
教会传统上都认为这位阿尼西姆就是腓利门书里面的阿尼西姆。
According to church tradition and history, people believe this person, Onesimus, is the person mentioned in the book of Philemon.
如果是的话
If it is,
看上帝的大能如何改变一个人的生命。
And we can see the power of God's work on someone's life.
一个逃跑的奴隶。
He was a slave who fled.
最后变成以弗所教会的领袖。
And now he became one of the overseers and leaders in the church of Ephesus.
保罗在那时候面对的问题是当时的奴役制度。
What Paul is facing is an issue during this, the time of the ages, that is slavery.
保罗用一种不同的方式，不同于我们现在的方式来面对奴役制度的问题。
And Paul used a different attitude how he deal with the issue than our current age.
我们今天没有时间谈那时候的奴役制度跟现在奴役制度有什么样的不同。
We don't have time to get into how different between the slavery from the then and now.
我们只能说奴隶制度是这个破裂世界的一个表象而已。
And we can only say slavery is a symptom of a corrupt world.
在现今有各样各样不公不义的事情在现在这个世代里面。
There are many unfair and unjust symptoms happening in this world.
最近在美国的社会里面，所有人都感到很迷惘，有时候甚至感到失落。
And today in America, many people feel confused and perplexed. People feel lost.
当我们经过几个月的疫情之后，我们都好像都被闷在家里面，觉得非常的压抑的时候。
When people were quarantined in people's own house due to pandemic, and people feel oppressed and depressed.
我们看到 George Floyd 的新闻。
And now the incident of George Floyd happened.
他的去世，他的死亡，让全世界都感到震惊。
His death that caused uproar to the world.
我们看到全世界有和平的抗议。
We see there were peaceful protests around the world.
也有动乱出来。
At the same time, we do see riot.
有抢劫的事情。
We do see robbery.
有各样 各式各样暴力的事情接着一直在发生。
And we continue to see violence behaviors.
我们看到警察的暴力，我们看到抗议者的暴力，我们看到各式各样的暴力。
And we see police brutality, we see the violent behavior from the crowd, and we see all different, violent behavior.
我们看到网络上，在电视里面，在社交媒体上面有各式各样的言论。
And we see all different attitudes and talks throughout media and social media.
有各式各样政治的言论来 在各样的媒体上面来鼓动人。
And there were different type of propaganda and talks through different political party to arouse people's emotion.
好像这股社会的动荡好像疫情一样看不到尽头。
It seems like there's no end, just like this pandemic.
我们在美国的华人
The Chinese in North America
甚至对华人基督徒而言这社会的运动社会的动荡一般而言好像离我们很远
And especially to Chinese Christians we feel this is some distance away from us
我们的文化教导我们要明哲保身
And our culture has taught us to stay away to be safe
我们福音派的神学教导我们不要在意世上的事情。
And the evangelical church teaching taught us to not to be mindful of what's going on in the world.
只要事情不发生在我们身上，它就好像不曾发生过一样。
As long as this incident doesn't happen to me personally, we can treat it as it never happened.
我们不相信这是圣经的教导。
We don't believe this is teaching from the Bible.
最近最常用的经文是弥迦书六章八节。
And the people quote the verse from chapter 1 verse 8 from the book of Micah.
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
Micah chapter 6 verse 8.
对不起，我没有放在荧幕上。他说。神岂喜喜爱你的献祭？
为什么？我要不然就是去骂人家，说他怎么样，他怎么样，不然就是骂我这样子。他就是这种人格。
他说神所要的是什么呢
？He has shown you all mortal, and what does the Lord require of you?
不是献祭。
And so, what does God require of us? It's not sacrifice.
不是千千万万的牛羊
It's not sheep or bulls.
不是我们能够做什么事情
It's not something that we could do.
上帝告诉，借着弥迦告诉我们
Through the book of Micah, God tells us.
只要行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行
but rather to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
行公义好怜悯是在这个世界里面要行出来。
To act justly and to walk humbly is something that we need to do. In this
因为这世界最大的问题就是没有公义没有怜悯。
Because the biggest issue in this world is that there is no love and there is no justice.
上帝要他的儿女在这个世界里面能够行出公义行出怜悯来。
That God demands his children to act justly and to love with mercy.
上帝从来不用政治制度来改变世界。
God has never tried to change the world through political system.
如果要这么做的话，耶稣就答应要做王了。
If that is the case, then Jesus would agree to be the king.
上帝总是用他的儿女来改变这个世界。
But rather, God used his children to transform the world.
这个世界需要改变。
The world needs to be transformed.
甚至教会也需要改变。
Even church needs to be transformed.
以西结告诉我们。
In the book of Ezekiel,
改变的开始是。
How the change can begin?
就是让他们当中有合一的心。
That is, first, we need to have unity.
把新的灵放在他们里面。
So that we can receive a new spirit in our
heart. 从他们里面拿走石头做的心。
So that this heart of stone can be removed.
把肉心赐给他们。
So we can have a heart of flesh.
让我们能够柔软。
So that we can be gentle.
让我们能够敏感。
So that we can be sensitive.
让我们能够体会到上帝的心意。
So that we can understand the will of God.
让我们能体会到人的痛苦。
So that we can empathize the pain of others.
是的，这个世界需要改变，教会需要改变。
Yes, this world needs to be changed, and the church needs to be changed.
而改变从神的儿女开始。
And yet, this should start within the children of God.
我们是独善其身的基督徒吗？
Are we trying to be indifferent and try to only thinking about the welfare of ourselves?
我也常问，我们到底是不是躲在教会里面孤芳自赏的基督徒？
Or are we the Christian who like to hide in church and thinking we are better than others?
我们不能也不是。
We are not and we cannot be.
为了上帝的荣耀和作为。
For the glory of God and his powerful will.
为了教会的前景。
For the future of the church.
为了让我们下一代有一个更好的环境。
For...to provide a better future for our next generation.
我们必须参与这个改变。
We need to be part of the change.
我们来看看保罗他的改变在他的时代里面。
And let us see the change within the time when Paul was in.
保罗看到在这个时代里面，罗马政府，罗马帝国筑起了一道一道的高墙。
What Paul has seen is the Roman Empire has built walls one after the other.
有贵族跟百姓的高墙。
And there is a division and barrier between the nobles and the lower class people.
有主人和奴隶的高墙。
And there is a class difference between masters and slaves.
有敬拜偶像与敬拜上帝的高墙。
And there is a class between idol worshippers and one who worship true God.
有罗马帝国以及所有附庸国的高墙。
And there is a difference and separation between all other small nations conquered by Roman Empire and Roman Empire.
有各式各样的高墙。
And there are all different walls being built.
这些高墙现在还在。
All those separation and barriers do still exist today.
当保罗看到这些高墙的时候，他心里面知道，解决让高墙倒下的唯一的方式就是主的十字架。
And Paul recognized those barriers, and he realized there's only one way to destroy all those separation or walls, that is the Christ, the work done by Jesus Christ.
在人间不可能有和平。
Because there won't be true peace among human race.
除非基督他自己使我们和平。
Unless Jesus Christ himself to make up to have peace.
所以这一段经文是非常美的。第二章十四节，以弗所书第二章十四到十七节。
And therefore, the verse here is quite beautiful, which is from a book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse 14 to 17.
当保罗写腓立门书的时候，他同时应该也是在写以弗所书。
At the time when Paul wrote the letter of Philemon, I believe he was also at the time writing the book of, book of Ephesians.
这里说，因他使我们和睦。将两下合为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙，而且以自己的身体废掉冤仇，为要将两下借着自己造成一个新人，如此便成就了和睦，既在十字架上灭了冤仇，便借着十字架使两下归为一体，与神和好了，并且来传和平的福音给你们远处的人，也给那近处的人。
Paul wrote, "For he himself is our peace."Who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility, by setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations. His purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God.Through the cross by which he put to death their hostility. He came and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near.
上帝借着保罗的书信给我们指出一条和睦的道路。
And God has given us a way to peace through the letters written by Paul.
就是福音。
That is gospel.
上帝的福音不是只在布道会里面。
The gospel from God is not only can be found in evangelistic meeting.
不是在教科书里面。
It's not in textbook.
不是在主日学的教室里面。
It's not in the classroom of Sunday school only.
也不是只有在属灵事律里面。
It's not only within the spiritual law.
福音是十字架的工作。
But rather the work of the cross.
是改变人、改变世界的大能。
It is the power that can transform people and transform the world.
福音的能力没有限制。
There is no limit to the power of gospel.
有限制的是人的软弱。
What the limitation is kept by human weakness.
保罗让我们看到他用他软弱的生命要彰显神无穷的大能。
And Paul said he can use his limited body to express the infinite power of God's gospel.
他一生的道路都是为基督的爱所驱策来去传福音。
That he was motivated by the love of Christ, to preach the gospel.
保罗用他的生命来教导我们。
And Paul used his life to teach us.
即使在监牢里面，也要把十字架的福音传出去。
Even though he was in prison, it is still for him to spread the gospel to others.
因为只有十字架才是这个破败世界的答案。
Because only the cross is the key and answer to the corrupt world.
只有当福音进入了这个破败的世界，这个世界当中被捆绑、被奴隶的人才能够被释放。
Only when gospel intrude and enter the world, people who are in slavery can be liberated and free.
只有当人的生命改变的时候，这个用他们的生命来冲撞、来翻转、来蜕变这个世界，这个世界才能可能变得更好一点点。
Only when people's life being transformed, then they can be the conduit and channel for others and the world to be changed.A little bit.
如果没有一个被神改变、被福音改变的人，
If there's no person being transformed by the gospel,
再好的制度，再正当的，再正当 的理由，都还是会变成罪恶的，罪恶的原地。
The world can only continue to be corrupted, and no matter how good of political system or governing system we can apply.
没有别的道路，只有十字架。
There is no other way. Cross is the only way.
只有当爱跟公义在十字架汇合的时候，神的恩典，神的公义才能被彰显出来。
Only when there is love, mercy, and justice mingled upon the cross, the righteousness of God can be manifested.
现在在动荡当中，有很多的抗议，都在谈爱，都在谈公义。
During the kind of chaos today, there are so many people mentioned about protest and love.
我想我们基督徒要做的是把十字架的爱带到世界当中。
What Christians can do, we can only bring the love of the cross to the world.
把十字架的公义带到世界当中。
To bring the justice of cross to the world.
这正是保罗在面对加诸他身上在教会当中不公不义的时候他所做的事情。
And this is exactly the thing when Paul saw the injustice of the world and the church, he wrote this to the churches.
唯一的事情。
Because this is the only thing he has done.
把十字架的福音传出去。
Is to preach the gospel of the cross to the world.
在这个破败的世界里面有许许多多的，我们盼望有许许多多的保罗。
In this corrupt world, we hope we can see many Paul.
在我们当中，在这个世界里面，在我们教会里面，也可能有许许多多的阿尼西姆。
I believe there are also many Onesimus among us within the church.
也有许许多多的腓利门。
And I also believe there may be so many Philemons around us.
也许你就是阿尼西姆。
Perhaps you are Onesimus.
也许在你生命当中也有很多挣扎。
Perhaps you do have many struggles within your life.
也许你逃离你现在的关系环境。
Perhaps you try to flee away from the relationship you are in.
因为你觉得没有人知道你的痛苦。
Perhaps you think no one recognizes your pain.
但是你要晓得。
And yet, please recognize that.
人知道你。
We know you.
因为上帝按照他的形象来造你。
Because you have been created by the image of God.
所以他不放弃你。
So he won't forsake you.
神的恩典要把你的生命要恢复过来。
It is God's mercy he would like to recover you.
恢复到他心中应该有的样貌。
To recover you to an status and image of his how he originally created you.
也许你有不幸的人生的起点，有人对你不公义的对待。
Perhaps you have experienced pain and been treated unfairly, unjustly in the past.
也许你有个不幸福的婚姻，有一个不幸福的家庭。
Perhaps you didn't have a good marriage. Perhaps you didn't have a good family in the past.
这一切都不能改变上帝造你，上帝爱你的这个事实。
And yet, they cannot change the fact that God has made you, God has created you.
你的价值不在于你的背景。
Your value does not depend on your background.
不在于你的肤色。
It's not depend on your skin color.
不在于你的学历出身。
It does not depend on your academic learning.
不在于你是从哪个国家来的。
It does not matter which country you came from.
你多高，你多重。
Your height, your weight, they don't matter.
你开什么样的车子。
The cars you drive.
你有什么样的社交朋友。
Your social circle.
甚至你在社交媒体上面有多少的 followers.
Or even how many fans who follow you on social media.
保罗是有基督的心，他在腓利门书里面让我们看见上帝是怎么样对待我们每一个人。
Paul has the heart of Christ, and he has shown us how God treats us through his letter.
从他对待阿尼西姆这位弟兄，我们可以揣摩知道上帝如何对待我们。
we can see how God treats us through how Paul treats the person Onesimus.
上帝宝贝我们。
God really treasured us.
只要我们回到他那里，我们顺服他。
As long as we are willing to return back to him and submit to him.
他就把我们从一个痛苦的光景、没用的光景里面转成喜乐、有用的人生。
And he can bring us from the pit, from despair to a person with joy, with hope.
马丁路德曾经说过一句话。
Martin Luther has said this.
我们都是上帝的阿尼西姆。
We are all Onesimus in the eyes of God.
我们被创造就是为了侍奉他。
We have been created in order to serve him.
他是我们合法的主人。
And he is our legal master.
但是我们背叛了这个主人。
And yet we rebel against our master.
我说我不要这个主人来管我。
We say we don't want to be confined by you.
我们逃走。
We want to be limited by you.
我们逃开。
We want to run away.
甚至我们拿走上帝，浪费了上帝给我们生命里面的所有的好处。
Even to a point we have stolen something from him and we squander everything we have.
当我们逃脱的时候，在逃亡当中，我们心里被谴责。但是我们慢慢慢慢的也忘记了。
In the journey of our fleeting, and we gradually forget what we have done.
但是上帝不忘记我们。
And yet God has never forgotten us.
上帝要在我们生命里面宣告他的主权。
God is going to once again proclaim his authority on us.
他在我们人生的道路里面让我们遇见了福音。
He is going to let us meet the gospel in the journey of our life.
当我们开始跟上帝交往的时候，我们认识他的时候，我们觉得自己有罪，我们想说，我们怎么可能上帝会看中我，会看我像朋友一样呢？
When we first have the first encounter with God, we wonder how could God deal with us this way? How can he forget all of our sin?
我以前所做的任何事情是不是就要我自己要偿还呢？
Is that something we need to pay back due to the sin I have done in the past?
直到我看见主人写了一封信。
I couldn't repay until I see a letter written by the master.
他说我是他所生的儿子。
And he said, I am his son.
我是他心上的人。
I am someone who he treasured.
我生命里面亏欠的所有的东西，我缺乏的东西，都归在主耶稣基督的账上。
I owe him, and everything I need to pay back has been accounted to the account of Jesus Christ.
我所欠人的，我欠上帝的，主耶稣都为我偿还。
The things I owe to other people, the thing I owe to God has been repaid and payment in full by Jesus Christ.
突然之间，我们明白了。
All of a sudden, we realize
我自己永远没办法做什么。
There is no way that I can do anything for myself.
但是主为我做了一切。
And yet, the Lord has done everything for me.
当我回到主人那里，把自己放在他权柄之下的时候，这是我人生第一次得到真正的自由。
And then, when we return back to our Master and lay ourselves before the Lord, we realize.That's the moment we can receive the true liberty.
弟兄姐妹，朋友们。
Dear brothers and sisters and friends.
你就是上帝的阿尼西姆。
You are Onesimus before the eyes of the Lord.
从罪孽，从奴隶变成上帝的朋友。
You were once slave, but now you are a friend of God.
你是上帝的儿子，你是上帝的心上人。
You are the child of God. You are someone who he treasured.
也许你是腓利门。
Perhaps you are Philemon.
你要上帝来改变你的生命。
You ask God to change your life.
让上帝在这个破败的世界里面用他的方式来使用你。
And God can use you in this corrupted world.
上帝给你一个特别的祝福。
God has given you a special blessing.
给你资源。
God has given you resources.
给你学识。
God has given you knowledge.
给你财富。
God has given you wealth.
给你地位。
God has given you status.
给你影响力。
God has given you the power of influence.
更重要的是，上帝给了福音给你，让你信主了。
The most important thing is God has given you gospel, and now you are a believer.
在现在这个时候，你要向神求。
In the moment like this, you should ask God.
我现在在这个动荡的时代里面，我能够做什么？
In the moment of such chaotic time in the world, what can I do?
像莫迪改问以斯帖的话一样。
Just like how Mordecai asked Esther.
焉知你得了王后的位分，不是为现今的机会吗？
Don't you know the reason why you are where you are today? Isn't that for the time as such?
你不能只是看，单单看神在你身上的祝福。
You cannot only focus the blessing that God has given to you.
神给你的产业。
Focusing on the property that God has given you.
甚至神让你有教会里面服事的机会。
Or even God has given you opportunity to serve in the church.
你也许信主已经30年、40年、50年。
Perhaps you have already been a believer 30 years, 40 years, or even 50 years.
但是你，甚至我，不一定知道神在现今的时代里面对教会的期待是什么。
And yet, perhaps we don't know what the true will of God for the church.
上帝借着疫情，上帝借着动荡来向我们说话。
Through the uncertainty and pandemics, God is speaking to us now.
让我们能够看到这个世界的破败的真相。
So that we can have a true picture of this corrupt world.
以及背后的原因。
And understand the cause behind all of this.
你不是奴隶。
You are not a slave.
但是像保罗，像如同保罗对腓利门求的一样。
And yet, just like Paul's plea to Philemon,
你要去认识在你当中的阿尼西姆。
You need to recognize Onesimus among you.
走到他们当中去认识他们。
To be in their midst.
你邀请他们到教会，到家里。
To invite them to the church, to your own house.
他跟你非常的不同。
Those people who are very different from you.
他可能跟你不同的语言，不同的背景，不同的教育环境长大的。
Perhaps they have a different background, they have a different learning, and perhaps they speak different languages.
有一件事情一样，他们都是上帝的儿女。
And yet there is one thing in common, is that they too are children of God.
邀请他们，接纳他们。
So therefore invite them and receive them.
聆听他们的心声。
Listen to them.
了解他们的痛苦
，understand their pain，
陪伴他们，鼓励他们
，to accompany them and be with them and encourage them，
帮助他们成为一个有用的人
，help them to become someone who is useful。
不论你的政治立场是什么
，no matter what your political background is，
在这个动荡的时代里面，我们发现各样的政治立场都在大声的向我们说话。
And in this chaotic time, we realize all different political parties are shouting out loud to all of us.
不论你改革的观点是什么。
No matter what viewpoints you have for transformation.
不论你对社会、经济、道德 的看法是什么。
No matter what your perspective regarding to morality and economics and politics in this world.
当我们面对这个世界庞大的体系的时候。
And when you see this giant machine in the world,
你要靠着主,
that you need to trust in the Lord.
挣脱这个体系对你的束缚,
to escape the bondage of this system in the world.
你是如同腓利门一样,
so that you need to be Philemon.
在传统里面, 腓利门借了这封书信之后把阿尼西姆释放。
Just that, like how he has been transformed by the letter, now he can release the bondage of Onesimus.
你要靠着主，从固有的成见里面 释放出来。
You need to rely on the Lord so that you too can be released from the bondage of the system.
求神帮助你跟我看到这世界上还有许许多多被压迫被奴隶的人。
May Lord open our eyesight so we realize there are so many people being oppressed by this corrupt world that need to be liberated.
没有公平，被公平的对待。
They have been treated unfairly.
生活在没有爱、没有公义的环境里面。
They have living in environment with no love, with no justice.
我们的确要问问上帝的心意是什么。
We truly need to ask God what His will for us.
上帝在几千年前向米迦、向弥迦说：“行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与神同行。”
That thousand years ago, God has spoken to Micah that we need to love mercy and act justly.
求他的帮助我们，我们怎么样行出来？
May God help us so that we can act this out.
巴林西姆就在你的周围。
Onesimus are all around you.
也许你从来把他看成一个你工作的伙伴而已。
Perhaps you only treat him as a co-worker of yours.
也许是你的伙计。
And perhaps someone who works for you.
也许是你职场的同事。
And perhaps your colleague.
也许只是在教会里面，甚至在社区里面的一个小弟兄、小姐妹。
Perhaps a little brother or sister in church or in the community.
让我们重新来看待我们周围的人。
Let us to have a fresh mind to view people around us.
他们都是我们生命里面的阿尼西姆。
They are all Onesimus in our line.
看见神在他们生命上的工作。
To see the work of God has been done on them.
欣赏神在他们生命当中的雕塑。
To appreciate the work of God being done on their lives.
你要接纳他们。
You have to receive them.
你要得着他们。
You have to get them.
他们不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆。
Because they are no longer slave, but rather higher than slave.
这是一个关系的转换。
And this is a transformation and change of relationship.
是一个改变的起点。
And this is the starting point of change.
当保罗在那个时候向腓利门说，他不再是奴仆，乃是高过奴仆，是亲爱的兄弟的时候，他是对奴隶制度的一个大的宣告。
So when Paul said he is no longer a slave, but rather a brother, now Paul is making a proclamation of the change in the slavery system.
我们需要阿尼西姆来跟我们一起来服侍敬拜上帝。
We need the person Onesimus to work with us in order to worship God together.
在这个荒凉的世界里面，一同来征战。
We can fight together and to have victory in this desolate world.
把他们变成我们的兄弟、弟兄姐妹。
To change their relationship with us to become our brother.
把我们周围的人变成我们的朋友、弟兄姐妹。
To change the people around us from a previous relationship to brotherlyhood.
印度的甘地，当他听到登山宝训之后
，Gandhi, when he heard the Sermon of Mount,
他觉得非常的好。
He felt this is great.
他想要变成受洗，变成基督徒。
He wished to be baptized to become a Christian.
他就去用教会，要进去做礼拜。
And therefore he went to a church.Attend their service.
是一个白人的教会。
It is a church with Caucasian.
那里的
members.
包带。
The leader of the church.
The usher 跟他讲说。
The usher of the church and say to him.
你不能进来，你要跟你同样的人来敬拜，你不能跟我们一起敬拜。
You cannot enter this place. You need to worship with.People with your skin color.
甘地后来就没有进去。他说，如果基督徒当中 还有阶级制度，还有种姓制度的话，那我还是做一个印度教徒好了。
Gandhi therefore didn't step into church, and he said to himself, if there is still a class difference within Christianity, then I'd rather continue to be a Hindu person myself.
弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters,
如果我们在这世界还是有世界的价值观，把人当作东西，把人当作工具来使用的话，
If we still carry the value of this world, we still treating others as merely a tool, as a token.
还是有阶级，还是有歧视。
We continue to classify people, we continue to have discrimination.
上帝不能用我们来改变这个世界。
And God cannot use person like this to change the world.
在这个困难的时候，邀请阿里西姆进入我们的生命，进入我们的教会，来享受我们所享受的主耶稣。
But rather, during the time of affliction, it's the time we invite Onesimus to come into our church to enjoy God together.
有一个妈妈，我们就当作是华人的妈妈好了，她的小女孩上幼稚园、幼儿园。
There was a mother, let's say she's a Chinese mother, when her daughter just entered kindergarten.
她的女儿，她很担心她的女儿，因为是第一天。
And she is full of worry for her daughter because it was the very first day for her to attend kindergarten.
所以当她回家的时候，女儿回家的时候，妈妈就很急着问她的女儿说，你今天发生了什么事情？
So when the daughter came back home, immediately the mother asked her, what happened to you at school?
那个女儿说，哦，我今天我旁边坐了一个黑人的女孩。
And the daughter said to her mom, oh, today there is a black person who sat next to me.
一个 girl 坐在她旁边。
A black girl who sat next to me.
妈妈就很紧张说，那发生了什么事情？
And the mother was quite nervous and asked her, then what happened?
她的女儿就说，我们两个从头到尾，从一开始到结束，我们都很害怕。
And the daughter said, from the time start until when we leave school, we are all in fear, both of us.
所以我们整天我们手都牵在一起。
And therefore, because we are so afraid, and therefore we hold each other's hand.
是的，现在正是我们手牵手的时候。
Indeed, this is a time we should hold hands together.
我们经过疫情，我们经过动荡。
We have been through pandemics and we have been through chaotic time.
我们不知道前面还有什么事情会发生。
We don't know what's ahead of us.
我们只能求上帝用他十字架的福音，在这个时候改变我们。
We can only ask God to change us through the power of the cross.
再借着我们帮助这个破败的世界能够更好一点。
To help us to make this corrupt world a little bit better.
更圆满一点。
A little bit towards perfection.
好，让神的心意在这个世界里面能够得到满足。
So that God heart can be satisfied in this world.
让神的国，神的义没有拦阻。
So that there won't be barrier for God's righteousness and his kingdom.
能够彰显在这世上，彰显在人间。
So God's kingdom can manifest in this world in people's heart.
那我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
当世人没有指望，世人在痛苦里面的时候，
When there is no hope, when people are lost,
你让我们属你的人能够有永生的盼望。
And yet you have given us who believe in you have eternal hope.
世上的动荡，世上的瘟疫，世上的痛苦，不能拘禁我们。
The uncertainty and chaos and diseases and the pain of this world cannot confine us.
因为你十字架的工作已经将所有隔绝我们的已经拆毁了。
Because the work of your cross has already destroyed all the barriers among us.
你永恒的福音已经在地上要成开始你的工作，而且必定要成就。
And the gospel of eternal life has already been working on this world, and we believe you're going to fulfill your work.
求你让我们这些属于你的儿女能够顺服在你的带领里面。
May you help us to submit to your leading.
让我们听到你向我们说的话。
So that we can hear the words you intend to speak to us.
让我们像阿尼西姆一样的回转到你面前。
May we repent and return back to you just like Onesimus.
让我们能够知道你在世上要做的事情是荣耀的。
So that we know you are doing something glorious in this world.
因为你的慈爱是这么的美好。
Because your love is perfect.
胜过我们的生命。
It's beyond our life.
谢谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
我们就将我们交在你的手里面，求你改变我们，带领我们，让我们成为有用的器皿。
So, Lord, we are willing to lay ourselves before you. So may you shape us to the vessel to be useful by you.
孩子们这样祷告，是奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
We pray like a child, and we pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.